You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hi.
I'm Will.
And I'm JC.
And you're listening to Dude.
Dude.
How's it going, duties?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
You know what? I'm well. I hope you're well. I hope the duties are well.
No, you're Will. You just told me you were Will.
I'm Will, but I'm well.
Oh, good.
This is Will being well. And you're JC, and you're good.
I'm good.
So, duties, before we get at it with our typical nonsense, we want to start this podcast by just reminding you guys, please, if you like what we do, follow us on whatever you listen to, Apple or Spotify.
Like, subscribe, comment. If you comment, we will read them out loud. In fact, I think we have comments on Apple Pod. So, we have two 5-star reviews with comments. This is from CCR918. Don't know who that is.
That's a duty if I ever heard of the duty.
This pod is weird, yet highly addictive.
I love it.
Fantastic. Another comment. Hilarity every week from these two dudes. And this has gotta be a fake one. It's Duckman179.
That's great.
So much dude juice. I mean, the problem is we have so much dude juice and we have to hold it back until the podcast where we can just let the dude juice flow.
You know what? We're rolling. JC, let that dude juice flow, buddy.
This is the place where the dude juice is invited. Yes. So please comment, subscribe. That helps us. It helps us attract advertisers, potential advertisers. Very important. Also, we have a Gmail. We have a TikTok. TikTok is dude_pod. We post all our clips there. We're also on the Facebook. We're on Instagram. The email. What is the email again, Will? You know the email.
It is dudepod1987@gmail.com.
Shoot us your messages. Shoot us your Super Bowl picks. Shoot us pictures of your dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. Shoot us pictures of your dead relatives. We want all of it.
Every single bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that we got that stuff out of the way, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. I have some news. I don't want to get into it. I'm excited. Going to be off the fun employment here in the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
So getting back to that corporate grind, that sweet, sweet grind sounded weird.
Can I just say, Burger King is so lucky to have you.
They are. I listen. The king himself shook my hand.
Does he knight you, but you get iron?
Well, it was weird. He actually lunged at me. That's part of the interview. You don't realize it. He tries to kill you, and then you show him that you are like a decent foe.
It's
and
a
he
judge of character.
You.
Yes,
exactly. And yeah. I he didn't realize I had a little sword underneath, and I unguarded, and we went back and forth, and he had a chance to kill me, but he was like, you know, he can't talk, he's mute,
right,
and he just kind of looked at me with those dead, you know, great white eyes that he has. He's dead behind his eyes, like a doll's eyes. And I knew that he respected me.
That's why you got the job.
I'm working fries, and I'm making sweet burgers. So if you're gonna be at the Conshohocken Burger King, check me out.
Yeah, baby. Now, JC got an awesome job, and we're happy for it.
Funny you said that about Burger King. I actually did work behind at a local Burger King for an evening.
Like during your unemployment?
No. So when I first moved to the greater Philadelphia area, like I didn't know many people here, and I commuted a pretty decent far way away from where I worked, which was closer to Philadelphia, and I was out like in the outskirts of the burbs living with my aunt and uncle because I didn't know anybody. So I finally started making friends through a guy at work. I was like in my early mid 20s. I was probably in my mid 20s, like 24, 25 when I moved up here. I got invited to a party. And, you know, at that time, it's all guys living together. So, like, the idea was, like, I was going to get there, have a couple drinks, and, like, crash on the couch or whatever. Like, no big deal.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was just what you did in your mid 20s, right? Nothing weird about that, you know? So I get invited to this party, and like, you know, I'm staying there the night. So, like, as the night progresses, the party starts to thin out, but, like, I'm going strong. Like, you know, and there's music, and I'm meeting people, and, you know, playing drinking games and whatever. And all of a sudden, one of my good friends currently, I just met him that night, approaches me, and he's like, "Hey, do you want to meet late night Larry?" And I said, I think.
The answer to that is always yes. If you
want to meet... the answer to that, you always say yes. Say yes to late night Larry. It's like, you want to meet late night Larry? I'm like, yeah. And also with us is my friend Anthony and another guy named Tim. And Tim looks like a middle linebacker that could play Division I football. Like, very big guy. Was in the military. And it was good. Like, it was gonna be me and Anthony and him. So I felt like at least I was safe. Like, you know what I mean? I got this big dude with me. I'm going to be at least okay.
Right.
Even if I get put into like a questionable situation. But what's really weird is we're getting in this car and we're gathering up dudes. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, where are we going after the party has, like, you know, like that? This is really strange. And I'm like, my first question is like, listen, you know, I don't want to go far. Like, you know, had a couple drinks. Like, is this safe? And he's like, we're not even going a quarter mile. And I'm like, that's weird. Okay. So we literally pull up to the Burger King. And I'm like, all right, I guess we're getting burgers, you know, like, whatever. This is just like what they call like getting burgers. And they go, you know, welcome to Burger King. And they go, yo, late night Larry. And, like, the guy's tone, like, you know, like, the typical, like, in a Burger King. I'm like,
right.
He instantly changes. He's like, who is he? And he's like, it's Anthony. And he's like, what do you got? And we go, we got Patron. We got, like, he starts naming off the alcohol we have.
At Burger King?
At Burger King at, like, 2 a.m.
Is this on every Burger King secret menu?
No. We are offering. No.
Oh, you're offering this guy. Okay.
We are offering, but I don't even know for what. At this, like, why at this point are we like offering him booze? It's like back in the days of Oregon Trail where you just barter people. I'm like, why we're doing this? Like, we have money. I'm not sure why we're not exchanging that. But, like, he names all the alcohol, and there's, like, dead silence for, like, 10 seconds. And the guy's like, come to the back. And we're like, I'm like, okay. So, like, we park at the back, and the back door, like, of the Burger King, like, flies open. And it's these two guys that are working, and they're like, come on in. They, like, come on in. And then they're like, wait a minute. We are going into what appears to be the bowels of the Burger King. So we start entering, and they're like, as we're about to like enter into like where they're making the food, they're like, no, you can't stand here, there's a camera here, like, go this way. So like we purposely put ourselves in areas where, like, you know, like, you're not to be seen. And then we proceed to just drink with these guys and have complete access to the Burger King. And we get to the point where we start making food for people. I'm not making it up.
What? Okay, so what? Your guys were like, your friends were like, hey, let's meet late night Larry. But in their heads, what's the cool part of this? Because...
No. The cool part is, okay, most people go through a McDonald's or a Burger King to get food. We got to make our own burgers.
Oh.
Make our own fries. We had access to everything. I was making like a triple burger. I was like SpongeBob. I was working the
Yeah, you're making yourself some Krabby Patties.
We were doing like ripping shots while we were doing it. It was wild.
Well, Well, I thought you were saying, you really hit it. They were like, hey, we're going to go to Burger King. We're going to offer these guys some booze in exchange for working at Burger King.
We got the whole undercover boss treatment where we got to make not only like VIP, like make your own burgers, make your own food and just kind of snack as you go along. But, you know, after a couple drinks, you're feeling really good. You're like, I think I got this. Larry, give me the headset. I'm going to start taking orders.
You know what? You guys literally had it your way.
Maybe that's what they mean. Maybe everybody has access to this and they just don't know the secret of Late Night Larry.
We just don't understand this little hack.
I mean, I'm not sure how much longer these gentlemen were able to pull this off. I still, every once in a while, have a burger in that Burger King, and I'm like, that's right, Late Night Larry. When I was back there serving the burgers, and the people loved it, too, because, like, people that are going through at 3 in the morning, like, usually there's some sort of issue going, like, you've been having a drink or two, or, like, there's something going on, and they were just loving, like, these guys, like, hey! Like, we're just like...
You're not under the influence of... just pure hungriness or, you know, you're under the influence of something that is making you think you're hungry. Nobody's going to Burger King at 3 saying, I'm so very hungry.
Well, or you're just a dark part in your place in your life or something, you know, where you, but I mean, when it gets to that point, like,
yeah,
you know, like something's going on. So I think we brought joy to people. That was my Late Night Larry story.
That's a great story.
I do have something I want to highlight that I thought was really interesting. You know, I'm always, you have to be, especially as a parent, like very concerned. Like it's driving is a whole different thing now, right? Because like when you're driving, it's not just you, you're driving with your kids. So like you do become like hyper focused because you don't want to, obviously, like, you know, you got precious cargo on board. So I was driving, I'm always aware of like, you know, people are being worse and worse drivers because of texting. It's insane. It's really sad. I saw what was wild to me, like a couple of days ago. I saw this car was kind of like meandering a little bit. And I'm like, okay, like clearly the guy's texting while driving. And it wasn't like late or early. Like I wasn't like afraid he was, you know, doing extracurricular activities necessarily. But he obviously distracted. I assumed it was his phone because it was like 2-3 in the afternoon. But I'm looking because like he's the car right in front of me. I'm kind of looking at what's going on. And this guy's like, I could tell like something's like some movements going on. And I'm like, okay. And he pulls something out and it's like real. It's clearly a very long receipt. And it has to be like the receipt you get from like CVS or, you know what I mean? The stupid long receipt. I've never in my life, as crazy as it sounds, maybe it is crazy, maybe it's not. I've never read that stupid long receipt that they give you, the one that's like 3 or 4, it looks like a fruit by the foot that they just hand to you. I've never read it. He is reading it, and he is reading it while driving.
I mean, that's like a book with a scroll. That's the thing is, it's not short.
It's not short at all. Again, boggled that in this day and age, that was the thing that possibly could have caused the arrest.
I would love to see statistics on, I bet it's there, statistics on like causes of accidents. It's like texting, CVS receipts, and drunk driving.
They have to like go before Congress. They're like, why are the receipts so long? You're distracting drivers.
You're killing America. What would you call that? Driving under the DUCVS?
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly.
Well, you know, it's funny that you're talking about roadside stories because last week I had a very bizarre encounter on the road as well. I pull up to a stoplight and, you know, one of the things that I do, because like you said, everyone has a problem texting while driving and I have two kids. So I try to keep my phone away. So what do? You just look around in your surroundings, just observe.
Of course.
The car in front of me has a bunch of bumper stickers, as one does. And I see a bumper sticker on there that said, I survived Granny's bologna melee. I want to repeat that for the listeners, because yes, you heard it correct.
What?
I wrote it down because it was so insane. I survived Granny's bologna melee. Every word in there doesn't belong with each other. Survive, grandma, bologna, and melee.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing, like, How many times have you seen a bumper sticker that says something like, you know, something arbitrary like, you know, Greg is my best friend? How are we supposed to know what that means?
I mean, Will, I also want...
Was this a conference? What was this? Was it a race? What is this? I have so many questions.
Let me ask, like, was this the only bumper sticker, or were there other bumper stickers as well?
There were multiple. It was like, okay, you know, like Patagonia and like go get lost, you know, like about like exploring, you know, like get lost or like, you know.
So an outdoorsy person.
It was very outdoorsy, yeah. And then on the windshield, it's just, I survived Granny's baloney melee. Like, I need to know. I almost wanted to, like, pull up next to him and be like, what is Granny's baloney melee?
That's what I'm saying. You should have, like, pulled up and be like, you know, done, like, the pullover side and be like...
Here's another question I have. Has anyone died at Granny's baloney melee? He survived it.
You have an opportunity. I mean, let me ask. Did you take a mental picture of the make and model of the car?
No. It was, in my head, it was, like, almost like a Land Cruiser. It was a big car.
Speaking of that, like, how does anybody, like, ever, like, identify, like, somebody who, like, did a hit and run? Like, I'm such an idiot. I'm like, oh, it was a, like, if I got pulled over and they're like,
yeah,
what did you see, sir? I'd be like, it was a, it had four wheels, four wheels, it had lights, I think it was, like, either blue or brown. Like, I can't remember any of that. Like, to your point, like, you saw this unbelievable bumper sticker and you can't remember any of the details of the car, because maybe we could, like, figure out who this individual is and ask what baloney melee was.
Well, that's, you bring up a good point. If I saw this guy do a hit and ride, I can tell the cops, I don't know the make, I don't know the model, I don't know the color, I do know he survived Granny's baloney melee.
Some, like, detective is like, you know, it's like one of those, like, crime drama movies. He's like, smoking the cigarette, and he's just like, they've been eluding me for years. Actually, if we're talking about like a cop drama, it would have been like his child died during the baloney melee. Like, he didn't even know. Like, he got to the scene while the baloney melee was happening. He was like, Johnny, no! And he's like running in slow motion to try to save his son from the baloney mayonnaise, which
tormented, like, by it. He just goes to grocery stores waiting for grannies to pick up baloney.
Do you think it was like his grandmother, or this grandmother
What I really think it is, either it's like an inside joke from, like, I don't know, maybe a podcast of sorts, like a comedy podcast, and they just sell it like it's an inside joke. Or this guy went to some conference and I don't know, they have Granny's baloney melee.
What if there was like a horrible thing that he survived with these other, you know, like he's been through an ordeal with other survivors?
Oh, you're saying, and it's like a serious thing. It's not like,
yeah,
like, you know, like Boston Strong, like the Boston Marathon bombing. It's like, it's like a real thing.
Yeah. Like, there was some incident, you know, that broke out where a granny was fighting people with deli meats, and, you know, some were not so lucky. And so they want you to always remember what they went through.
That's as good as explanation as any.
You know, I don't know. My hope is that you can eventually find this individual and sit down with them and understand what happened.
Well, if I see it again, I will pull him over and I will ask him.
How are you going to pull him over? What are you going to do? So you're going to, like, drive up to the next to him and be like, are you going to do that? Are you going to wave? Are you going to, like, you know, show him your chest to try to get his attention? What would your go-to be?
I think I'd follow him to wherever he needs to go. Like, if he's, you know, going to Barnes & Noble, I'm going to park next to him and just wait at his window when he gets out.
Well, I do have a little bit more on, you know, I know when I was going through Fun Employment, I was telling you a little bit about me grandma watching last time. I also have been, my aunt owns a bed and breakfast in the area, and I've been working there. I made a lovely breakfast for some individuals last week.
Listen, you're my best friend. I have so many wonderful things to say about you. I would never let you cook me breakfast. You don't know how to cook.
You know what?
This is a bed and breakfast. People pay. It just shows what a joke this universe really is, that somebody would pay to have you make them breakfast.
And guess what? I'm not going to lie. You know when people are like, I surprised myself, and they don't really mean it? Mm-hmm. They're just saying it in jest. I literally did surprise myself because I think it was a pretty good breakfast.
Tell me that was more than just, you know, a prepackaged muffin and a bowl of cereal.
Do you want me to describe the breakfast to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So there was already like some pre-made like parfaits. Okay.
Okay.
But I cooked up some sausage links.
The fry pan. What'd you fry it with? Let's get detailed. This is the things people want to know. What'd you fry it with?
Just a little bit of oil. A little bit of butter in there, right? And you serve it with a little bit of summer. It was like a little bit of like chicken summer sausage.
Okay.
Actually, it was chicken sausage. It was chicken apple sausage is what it was.
Ooh. Okay.
Then get this. You know King's Hawaiian rolls?
I do love a good Hawaiian roll. Yes.
Well, so had some King's Hawaiian rolls. I poached eggs in cupcake tins. So I put little eggs in a cupcake tin, right? Put a little bit of butter in there. Then you put a little bit of heavy cream on top of those eggs. Put them in the oven. I took them out. I put a little bit of cheese, a little bit of butter on top of the King's Hawaiian roll.
Did you do some green onion?
I didn't have any green onion.
Next time.
Next time. But then I put the egg, which was already basically poached, on top of that bad boy. Guess what, Will? You know what I call it? Deconstructed breakfast sandwich.
You naughty little dude.
Duty. I'm a naughty little chef duty.
What did you say when you gave it to him? Did you just give him a little extra, like?
Yeah, I used the stupid term that I kids. You're coming up with it, like you're trying to be like, what, like, because in your head you're like, oh, it's just an egg sitting on top of a Hawaiian roll. That sounds terrible, though. So I said, it's a deconstructed breakfast sandwich. It's my take on a donut. Like, you have to like jazz it up like that, right? Here's the sad truth of the matter. And this is what I've come to the realization of. It's kind of hard to screw up breakfast. Like, it's not that hard. Dinner is easy to screw up. Like, dinner is like a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Baking is like truly bake. I didn't bake. Like, baking is easy to screw up. Like, breakfast, like, you can sleepwalk through breakfast and do a decent job. You really can.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm running the show again tomorrow.
Buy those green onions, fella, because let me tell you, that's an extra dollar in your tip.
Yeah, yeah. So I do breakfast. Basically, if you're running bed and breakfast, because like it's this guy who he lives there full time, but he's off that day. So kind of like he's there to help, but like I'm kind of running the show for him. You know what I'm saying? So I do the breakfast. I clean up the breakfast, and then I basically like turn over rooms. So you're like, you're making the beds, you're putting on clean sheet. Have you been to like a really nice like hotel? Like, have you gone to like Mexico or like done those resorts, or have you gone to like a really nice hotel?
Yeah.
And like you come back and like they make the bed, and you're like, oh my gosh, like that's not me. Like, I'm not capable of that. I want to be very clear. But I think I do a pretty, like, I feel about bed making, I give it a solid B+. Bed making, a solid B+. Cleaning, I'm really good at cleaning. Cleaning the bathrooms, you could eat off the bathroom floor. I do such a good job cleaning that bathroom floor.
Let me tell you, I've been to a 5-star motel that they make your bed, and they put a little chocolate on that bed. Mm-hmm. Just a little something, and it's delicious. You need to do this. Go buy some chocolates.
Yeah, here's the problem, though, because I've also been a victim of this. Have you ever accidentally like flipped on top of the chocolate?
You've already revealed something that we need to get into. You have slept on a hotel chocolate?
Well, I think the problem was we were at one of those like resorts in Mexico where like, you know, they're just, it's like an all you can eat, all you can drink. You know what I mean? And they're always doing that. And you can't be playing those games and also having.
So you're saying you had some pina coladas and margaritas.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, diving back at him, and then you're waking up, you're like, what the? What did I do? And you're like, oh, it's just, it's chocolate. It's okay. Okay, it's all good.
Can I say that many people have wild journeys in life? Your journey is up there, my friend. And it's not like Bear Grylls' journey. It's just like, you know, saying stuff like you fall asleep on chocolates and you're watching grandmas and, you know, you went to a pediatrician as an adult human man. I mean,
I'm kind of the Bear Grylls of Philadelphia.
In your own way. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of your journey, I want to dissect not something that you have done to me that I've never quite talked to you about.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. So, folks, duties, back in the great year of 2012, my wife and I got married.
Yes.
And our pal JC Crum was my best man. And, you know, the best men, you feel like they're going to give you something great, like, you know, a flask or frame, like the Guster tickets that you, you know, the concert that you went to, like something like memorable, you know what I'm saying? Our pal JC Crum for my wedding got me a sweatsuit. And some of you might be saying, like, well, that could be classy, like, you know, like a, you know, sweatpants and a cool, like, you know, sweater. That's not what I'm saying. He got me a suit designed to sweat in to lose weight. A sweating suit. What were you thinking at this point?
And it looked like a garbage bag.
It literally was a garbage bag that had been like sewn together that you could wear.
I need to make a public apology, not just to you, but to everybody, to every wedding I was invited to, like prior to like probably like 2015, 2016, when I became conscious of like how expensive weddings were, what a wedding gift entailed, until I met my wife, who basically had shamed me so bad for my behavior. I was such a bad gift giver as it related to weddings. And like since then, I feel bad, Will, because like since then, I'm great. Like we're really good now.
Well, what I want to know is, was this genuine or was this funny? Because I still actually don't know.
If I'm being really honest about like my gift giving related to weddings, I don't think I fully like understood like it's a big deal. Like you should take it like semi-serious. This does not necessarily account for your gift in particular, just like that's the baseline, right? Like this is a flawed person. This person has already like got some problems as they understand this process to be, okay? Secondly, early in my career, I was making very, very little money. Like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like truly
right.
was like people talk
we
about
were,
living.
Well, we were both 24 when we got married. So understandable.
The sad thing is, how I looked at it too was like, oh, okay, if I'm flying back and I'm helping with the bachelor party and I'm doing these other things, that
right.
that's kind of my gift.
Understandable.
Which is not, that's, I don't think that's, like, in retrospect, like, that's wrong. But, like, at the time.
Like, if you had gotten me a candle and a nice card, I would have been like, oh, well, that's respectable. I get it. You got me a suit so I could lose my fat. I could sweat my fat out.
I literally just thought it was the funniest. I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Well, so in return, when you got married in 2017? I was your best man, and clearly I was not going to get you a thoughtful, sincere gift.
No.
In retaliation, tell the people when I got you.
I think we actually got married in 2018, but...
Do I need to cut this?
No, it's fine. Like, she knows I'm an idiot. Listen, my wife knows what she married, where I'm having to be like, all right, you're how, like, you know, I have to do it. Yeah, so we got married 2018.
Okay.
So you got me, was it just wolf urine?
No, that's part of it. That's, see, that's how good of a man I am. I got you two parts.
Oh, wait, no, 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 I remember now. And it was because I got rid of it because I hate it. Because I hated it so much. So here's what you got me. So you got me a thing of wolf, a vial of wolf urine. You also made me open it at the wedding. It was right after the wedding had ended and everybody was going down to the bar to keep the party going because that wedding was just a giant party. And you're like, I got something for you. I want you to look at it right now. And I was like, okay, what the heck? Like, what are you so like? And in my head, I'm like, man, like, Will's my best friend. He's been my best friend for forever. Like, whatever, like, he's gotten me, he feels so passionate about.
Like a gold watch.
And you'd given this, like, really, really heartfelt, like, best man speech. You'd done such a good job there. I was like, man, like, I was just feeling the love. Like, I was crying at my own wedding. I was like, this is, I think I even got probably a little emotional before. I was like, oh, my God, like, you didn't have to do that. Like, come on, man. And so I start unwrapping this gift, and it's pretty large. Like, it's a pretty large, and I'm thinking, oh, my, I bet it's a picture of, like, you know, me and him being best, because we had so many pictures of just me and you, because we were best friends growing up. And I start opening it up, and instantly, like, my stomach, it drops, like, instantly, because it's a glamour shot of your toe.
Now, tell people about my foot real quick.
So I hate Will Skaggs's foot. I hate it. I think it's a disgusting...
Not both feet.
Not both feet. There's one foot in particular. So he, as a child, and he tells this story often. In fact, I feel like early into knowing Will Skaggs, if for whatever reason he was like wearing flip-flops or like anything around you, he's going to have to like go out of his way to like explain, like, yeah. Hey, by the way, where my toe is partially deformed because it was slammed in a screen door.
In a very heavy glass sliding door when I was an infant. And my mother was mortified. And I basically now have the Quasimodo of big toes. And JC hates it. He absolutely hates this toe.
Well, can I also say, one of the reasons I hate that big toe was because at one point, and I swear this is something that grossed me out even more, it already is an ugly toe. But at one point, he was growing the toenail out, especially long. I guess because like you felt like this toe was so disproportionately long that you felt like if you grew the toenail out longer, it would somehow like
make it look a little better. Yeah,
but it didn't. It didn't help at all. It's like it was the equivalent of like people that are like going severely bald, and they're like, if I grow my hair out, it will look better. Doesn't look better. Just shave your head. I promise you, it doesn't look better.
And you need a friend to tell you that. You had to do that to me, but for my toenail.
I did after your toenail literally fell off at camp.
Yeah.
And you were like, and you were shoving it in my face. And I was almost vomited. But anyway, so we're at my wedding, the biggest day of my life. And Will has taken what looks to be a glamour shot of your foot and your toe, and you
I framed it.
And you framed it. Said, who took that picture? How did you do that?
Me.
You took a picture of your own toe?
Yeah. 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 I really put some work in that. And I will share it with everybody. If you look at our Instagram and our TikTok, I will share the image.
No, the world does not need I'm telling you, if you are listening to this, just listen to it. Don't watch it. You don't need to see this terrible, terrible toe. No one, the world is a better place for not seeing
that. It kind of looks like, you know how like, it kind of looks like a potato, doesn't it?
I mean, the problem is every potato is like wildly different looking. You have like what, you know, there's that company that sells vegetables that like are too ugly to like, it's like a vegetable company that like, hey, we can't sell this at no normal grocery stores because they won't take this weird looking carrot. Yeah. That is the kind of potato that your toe looks like.
My toe is the poster child for that business.
Yeah. What if for whatever reason, like they didn't have a picture of vegetable, it was just a picture of your toe? Yeah. Anyway, but no, I literally meant nothing by it outside of the fact that I thought a sweatsuit like that would be kind of hilarious.
I mean, in retrospect, it was hilarious. And I even think I laughed at it when I opened it. But it was an odd choice, my friend.
It was,
and that's
it was
why I had to get you wolf urine and a picture of my big toe in return.
Yeah.
Is that still hanging in your basement?
I do think I finally got rid of it. I either got rid of the toe or... I hate that picture. I hate it so much. I think I got rid of it. I think I still have the wolf urine, though. I think.
Oh, that's not the thing that I thought you would have kept.
I think I just was afraid, like, if a wolf somehow ended up in my basement.
I really wish, at the very least, you, like, donated that picture to Goodwill. Like, see if anybody, like, finds it.
I really should have. I should have done that. That would have been the move to, like, donate it. Can you imagine some, like, you're coming over to visit grandma, and your grandma just was like, I just got some things from old Will. Look at the picture. And it's a picture of, like, a foot. Grandma, no!
You know what? We're getting merch here soon. We should put that on a t-shirt.
No one needs that.
I think that photo needs to go out even more.
We get, like, banned. We get, like, banned from, like, all the technology.
The internet just shuts us down completely.
Awesome. Anything else to end us on, Mr. Skaggs?
No. Nope. Done.
That's it. Awesome. Well, Dunies, thank you so much for listening this week. Again, subscribe, like, comment, please. We will read them. TikTok, check us out, dude_pod. The email.
And so much more is coming your way. Merch, I promise you, we're getting that. Because again, you guys keep asking. Let's keep asking. Comment.
Chill. Demanding. The duties.
We're gonna get a website.
Merch.
We're gonna get a YouTube, a website. We're gonna get the whole works. Because you duties deserve the best.
They deserve.
Deserve the best.
That's what you always say. You always say that.
And I mean it.
Will always says,
JC, the duties deserve the best. So I call him and I said, we need to get our duties something nice for Christmas.
Don't get him wolf urine and a picture of your toe. All right, duties, have an awesome week. We love you. And watch out for Late Night Larry.
Then thank you for listening.
See you.
Have a great week.
Yeah.